Welcome to the JM Podcast, where we take a deep dive into different educational topics to help you maximize your life. I am Jeremy, your host. I'm going to be flying solo for the next few podcast series. That way we can get a bunch of educational out to you. Okay. My co-host Reno is going to be out of pocket for a bit, secondary to his military work. So we want to make sure that we continue to bring you guys three podcasts a week. In order to do that, I'm going to film a bunch. That way he can process them, edit them, get them ready to rock and roll while he is out of town. Now, today, I want to go over the benefits of rucking. Okay. And just to update everyone or get everyone up to speed, if you're new to the podcast, I'm a big fan of purpose walking on a daily basis. I think walking should be in everyone's quote unquote fitness toolbox in the sense that we should be doing it on a daily basis. Now, there could be arguments in there. If someone is like an elite endurance athlete or we're trying to put on muscle tissue that we don't need to do the extra movement from a caloric standpoint. But for most of us, you know, especially the fat loss clients, using walking is a tool that I would highly encourage you to do. Okay. Now, the biggest difference I want to touch on today would be the benefits of adding rucking in versus the walking. Okay. Now, at the end, I'll talk about, you know, making sure that you are, you know, adding load slowly to your rucks, you know, not just going out and shooting for a 45-pound ruck from the beginning, you know, working, you know, 20 pounds or 15 pounds in on your ruck to begin with and moving up. Okay. So for a lot of you guys that are new to your wellness journey, just walking would be where you would start at. Okay. But let's say you are now, you know, 3 months into your fitness journey. You are walking 45 to 60 minutes every single day. You are building up that cardiovascular fitness. You're building up, you know, your feet as far as being time on your feet. You know, you're walking at a good fast pace for you. And you consistently been doing it. Then looking at adding a ruck in could be something that we could look at doing at this point. Okay. Now, some benefits to rucking. The first one that comes to mind is truly the calorie expenditure. So just looking at the amount of calories that you're going to burn versus doing just a walk. Okay. And once again, we'll get into calorie expenditure. You have to understand it is an estimate, right? Depending on what data we're looking at, what references we're looking at, what studies we're looking at, it's going to vary study to study, reference to reference. Okay. But most cases, what I looked at is we are going to burn 2 to 3 times the amount of calories in the given period of time and distance on a ruck versus a walk. Okay. So remember, for about every mile that you walk, you're going to burn roughly 100 calories. So you can look at that as burning 200, you know, 300 calories for most people in a mile that you are rucking. Okay. So when we start looking at that and making that a difference when you're like, okay, Jeremy, I'm on my fat loss journey. I've only got so many hours in the day. How do I get my calorie expenditure higher? This is where we can start adding a load to your walking that you're already doing to help burn extra calories. Okay. GoRuck has a calorie calculator that you can go in and put your weight, distance and load and all that. But most of the time you are looking at, you know, 3 times the amount than a walk, right? So on average, and I'm just giving average numbers, that would be roughly 300 calories per mile that we're going to burn with a ruck. So you go do a 3 mile ruck, you're going to burn up to, you know, 900 calories, you know, for a given person. Now, once again, depending on the load, depending on the size of the person, depending on the speed, et cetera, it might be more calories or less calories, right? You know, smaller individual versus larger individual, those things make a difference. And of course, the load that you're carrying is going to make a difference. But the big key takeaway is you're going to burn roughly 3 times the amount of calories using a ruck versus just walking. Okay. So that can be a great benefit, especially if weight loss is your journey. If that's what you're looking at doing right now, is to expend more calories on a given basis. Okay. Number two I want to look at is, you know, just improve posture, right? So when we add a load to the body, you know, it is going to force the body to make sure that we're keeping the chest upright, shoulders back, and in good posture. If not, you're going to have a lot of fatigue that's going to occur in the shoulders and the back, right? So you could sit and say, okay, you're going to have an increase in, you know, working muscles and it could be more of a workout for your back and for your shoulders. Yes, you could say that. But I would say a big benefit to rucking or walking with a load, aka ruck, would be an increase in, you know, the improvement in your posture, right? Strengthening the muscles in the backs and your shoulders. Moving on to bone density, okay? Now, once again, not taking anything away from walking, because walking will still increase bone density inside of lower in your legs, because you are carrying your body weight, right? It is an impact movement, not as much impact as, say, running, but it is still an impact movement. Therefore, you're going to increase the bone density, you know, in your lower legs. When we start adding a load, it's been shown to help increase bone density, of course, you know, in more of the exoskeleton, or AKA, think about your spine, think about, you know, your hips, because you're carrying that load and it is a heavier load than just your body weight. Okay. So we do see a better bone density score in those that ruck or carry loads versus those that are just walking. So that's something to think about as we are aging adults, is to, you know, maintain that bone density or even increase that bone density, looking at adding in, you know, a load to that. Now, a little bit off subject, but, you know, also I think is, you know, worth speaking about it, that our resistance training, right? So training with weights in general is going to help increase that bone density and to continue our maintaining bone density as we age. So that alone is why resistance training should be part of your routine. But today we're just talking about the benefits of adding a ruck, adding a load into our walk. Remember, rucking is still going to be less impactful than running, right? So that's another great benefit of rucking or walking, is it is less, you know, quote unquote, beating up of the joints with the low impact. You still have to be careful. Once again, make sure that you slowly increase your load, and you're not increasing your load too much, or overdoing how many sessions you are rucking, right? Because once again, you know, a small amount of something can be really good for us, but if we're going to do this day in and day out, we want to be very careful how fast we increase the load, what is the volume that we're doing, that type of stuff. So make sure that we're not overtraining. Okay. A couple other things to think about is, you know, you're still going to have increasing cardiovascular health, right? And you could argue that you would increase your cardiovascular health a little bit more over walking, because now that we've been walking, you know, once again, hypothetically for 3 months, you know, you've increased your baseline of cardiovascular fitness from where you started. Now we're going to add a load, which means you're going to work a little bit harder to cover that 45 to 60 minutes that you're walking. Therefore, you'll have another bump in your cardiovascular training for adding a load in there. And I think the other aspect that is forgotten, you know, inside of, you know, people who are rucking, and I see this a lot in my team alpha, you know, community that I coach online, is a lot of people get together and they go for the rucks together, right? And I'll be the first one to say, hey, running, it's hard to hold a conversation a lot of times when you're running, unless you're a true runner that runs often. But with a ruck, you can still get that workout in, you know, while you are, you know, rucking, and you can build a social community and have a social group. And there's a lot of, you know, online communities, Go Ruck. There's a lot of events that can be a community in itself. So that's another benefit, I think, of adding, you know, rucking into your routine. Now, some takeaways I would say is make sure that you do have the right gear. I am okay with you starting with a weighted vest, you know, and then moving to a ruck. They are going to be a little bit different in how your body is holding that load. I like weighted vests more for our body weight movements, adding a load to body weight movements, versus if we're going to go rucking and just walk, then I do like the ruck system. Okay. Go Ruck has awesome set of rucks. If you're just asking me and there's no affiliation, I would say get a Go Ruck. It is what I have. I have the first form version of the Go Ruck, and I have anything from a 20 to a 45 pound Go Ruck plate. So those are the items that I use for the rucking, and love it. And then I'm going to throw it out there. It'll be about a year from when this podcast lands. For those that are interested in Death Valley, race. Okay. Let me make sure that I get it correct. I will do a quick little Google search here. I do not want to say it wrong, get it wrong. But let me throw it out there to the group. In March, we have the Bataan Memorial Death March, and it'll be March the 16th of this year, okay, so 2024, which is not happening. It's coming up in a couple of weeks, you know, but next year in 2025, there's going to be an event that I would like to do, and this is the formal invite to people giving you over a year to train to do the Bataan Memorial Death March. It is in the White Sands Missile Range. And it is a marathon ruck. So there's your challenge for those that are the true, you know, quote unquote, go-getters. You want to go do that. But once again, I think going back to the conversation with, you know, adding in a ruck, you know, over your walk no matter where you're at in your wellness journey, you know, 45 to 60 minutes of purposeful walking a day should be happening. If you're wanting to spice that up, increase that a little bit, look at adding a load, look at adding rucking into your routine, especially if you're on a fat loss journey, because you can up to 3 times burn more calories with a ruck than just a walk. Appreciate you guys listening. I hope you enjoy some of these solo podcasts I'll be putting out. And as always, if you have any questions or concerns, reach out as needed.